when I came up with this idea of fuzzy set theory, fuzzy logic, and so forth, I knew that it's going to be important. It turned out to be important in ways that I did not quite anticipate. It was only in 1974 that I started using the term fuzzy logic, because prior to that, it was simply a theory of classes which do not have sharply defined boundaries. If you look at mathematics, for example, you find that in mathematics, all classes are sharply defined. But then you look at the real world, and you find that the opposite is the case. Almost no classes are sharply defined. So it was this big gap between the precision of class, let's say the black and white nature of mathematics, and the real world that motivated me to come up with the concept of a fuzzy set. It's a really very simple concept. I see it all over the place. People try to solve certain problems using these tried and true methods, which have proved to be very successful in the realm of physical system, mechanistic system, and so forth. They try to take those techniques and apply them to psychology, to philosophy, to artificial intelligence, to all sorts of things. They won't work. We have to try to develop logical systems which, like fuzzy logic, accommodate the imprecision of the real world, uncertainty of the real world. If I told you that I proved a theorem in the realm of religion, you say, forget it. I mean, you cannot prove theorems about religion that would be of interest to theologians or, you know that. What I say is that the same thing applies not just to religion, but to many other fields too. Matsushita, company in Japan that sells things under the labels of Panasonic, very familiar name, in 1 year has sold $1 billion worth of appliances using fuzzy logic. When you use this kind of a tape recorder, which is very precise, you pay a price for it, and so forth. So you begin to see that precision carries a cost. The tolerance for imprecision is a fundamental aspect of human behavior. We are in the throes of two revolutions. One is the information revolution. In addition to that revolution, there is another revolution that is not quite as visible, but the impact of this revolution in the long run may be comparable in importance, and that is the intelligent systems revolution. There are many, many problems that cannot be solved, cannot be addressed, if you insist on a high level of precision and rigor and so forth. And a concept that I think will prove to be particularly important in that perspective is the concept of a theorem. And there is no concept that is dear to the heart of mathematical theorem. I think that that concept, as I alluded to already, too narrow, and what will replace it is the concept of what I call fuzzy theorem. There are certain things that are difficult for us to accept, but eventually we begin to realize that acceptance is inevitable. It's simply a matter of time.